She likes how good I pick a guitar. She likes
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone.
Doesn't know. Drunk in Montreal, I bet you told him about me. But no,
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Welcome back into Riders Field. It is game two of the six-game set between the Amarillo Sand Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders. Amarillo getting the win last night, 12-7. They improved to 6-10 entering today's contest. The Frisco Rough Riders today in search of win number 10. They sit at 9-7 at the moment, and we've got a great pitching matchup that we'll preview in just a moment. I'm Luke Maley, and we'll be joined in here just a little bit by the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. Excited to have you with us on a beautiful Wednesday night here in Frisco, Texas. Let's take a look at those pitchers for both teams. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, the Amarillo Sand Poodles It's a bullpen day for the Sand Poodles. They'll turn to Connor Grammis, making his first start of the season. Made a few spot starts last year for Amarillo. Total of 6 starts on the year for him. He's off to a nice start this season. Through 6 appearances, he's gone 6 2/3 innings, giving up just 2 hits, 1 run, with 7 walks and 4 strikeouts. For him today, it's going to be attack the strike zone as the key. 7 walks to just 4 strikeouts on the year. But he's only given up 1 hit in his last 5 appearances. A guy that is, if he lives in the zone, has really, really good stuff. We'll see how long he goes tonight, getting the spot start. A bullpen day for the Sand Poodles, looking for back-to-back victories to open the series against the Frisco Rough Riders. For the Rough Riders, it's Ben Anderson making his 3rd start of the season. He's been very, very good to open the year. Comes in without a decision, but a 2.08 ERA across 2 starts, 3 total appearances. Over those 3 appearances, 8 2/3 innings pitched. He's surrendered 11 hits over that span, just 2 earned runs, one of those coming on a home run back earlier in the season. He's issued just 2 walks, so a guy that lives in the zone and 13 strikeouts. For Ben Anderson today, looking to stay in that strike zone, build off what he's been doing on the mound as a starter for the Rough Riders. And if he's able to do so, he'll give his team a pretty good shot to come out on top today. We'll step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders first baseman today, Josh Hatcher.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Welcome back to the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Luke Maley joined by Josh Hatcher. Josh, thanks for being here, and we're looking forward to another good one tonight.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to it tonight.
Josh, you're back at the first base bag for the second time this season. What goes into that for you? It's not a position you play every day. Is that something that you kind of see as a challenge, or is it something that's just everyday natural to you now?
To me, it's natural because that's where I've played most of my whole life, and I played there probably 95% of the games last year. But not having played there this year except for Sunday and then today, it's something that I bring into my routine every day. So just when I need to play over there, it's just like a second nature still.
Awesome. Well, you look at the start to your season, obviously a very quick start. You know, the average is up there, the RBIs are up there, everything, you know, looking really good on paper for you. As far as being in the lineup every day, you know, this past week it's been in and out of the lineup just a little bit. You miss a little bit of time in that first homestand dealing with a little wrist injury. And how have you been able to stay, you know, so on top of things at the plate while, you know, missing some time and being in and out of the lineup?
That's a big credit to the coaches and the players on this team. It's such a treat to play with these guys every single day. You know, there's a good group of guys in there that no matter what's going on, if you're playing, if you're not playing, if you're playing good or playing bad, that none of that really matters. You're just having so much fun out there. And then credit to the coaches. Like I said, like you mentioned earlier, when I missed some of that time with a little injury, that, you know, they kept me ready. There was things that I could do. I couldn't fully swing during that time, but there were some things that I could do that could keep me mentally and, like, physically ready to play.
For sure. I want to zoom out a little bit on your career. You start your college career at Mississippi State. You have a, you know, big freshman campaign where you play in a lot of games, got a lot of time there. And then your sophomore and junior seasons, put up huge numbers. And then that senior year, kind of a dip in production. What did you learn about yourself at the plate during that season?
That it's a game. It's hard, but at the end of the day, it's just a game, you know. Like, I'm a big believer in leaving baseball at the baseball field. Like, once I'm done playing, like, after I shower and I put on my clothes to leave, that I'm a different person. I'm not a baseball player anymore. I'm somebody else, and I just try to get into that mindset and just leave everything here.
We're chatting with Josh Hatcher here on the Riders pregame show. And, Josh, you know, you finish your senior season there at Mississippi State, that season where you talk about what you learned. Baseball is just baseball. Leave it at the field. You transfer out, you know, obviously after a couple of years, you go to Kennesaw State, a little closer to home. As far as your season there, did you feel going into it like it was kind of one last shot at finding professional baseball? Or did you just feel like if I do what I know I can do, you know, something will come?
No, I didn't really look at it either of those ways. You said I was going back home, which I was going a lot closer to home. Family could come see me play. There were three guys two were already at Kennesaw State. One of them was the shortstop, another one was an outfielder and pitcher, and another one was going to be his first year, my first year there. And those were three of my best friends that I grew up with, I went to high school with. Like, I've known them since I was 10 years old, so I just looked at it as, like, just go out there and have literally as much fun as you can playing the game of baseball. So,
no doubt. Well, everything worked out. You had a great season there at Kennesaw State. You find your way into pro ball. What was that like for you, you know, making that transition to college and then into professional baseball?
I feel like being a little bit older, you know, being in college for a little bit longer than most people who come to pro ball, I feel like it was a lot easier transition, and especially mentally. Just going through some of the things that I went through in college and then playing a really long season like this, playing more games than I ever have, just being mentally prepared and stable for, like, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. It's baseball. It's tremendously hard. So just being able to take the punches, like, when you need to take them and not look too much into it.
No doubt. Well, that's Josh Hatcher here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you the starting lineups.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Riders Field, just about 4 minutes from first pitch. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for the Amarillo Sand Poodles, who come in at 6-10. They took game one of this series last night, a six-game set by a final score of 12-7. For the Sand Poodles, coached by Tim Bogar, they'll line up exactly as they did last night. Leading off is the center fielder, Willard Patino. batting second, the left fielder, A.J. Vukovic. Tim Tao will bat third. He's back at second base again today. The cleanup man, Davison De Los Santos, is back at the first base bag after a big night last night. Ivan Melendez will bat fifth. He's the third baseman. The right fielder, Christian Robinson, who made his debut of the season last night, is in the sixth spot and in right field. Kevin Graham back as the DH. He'll bat seventh. Batting eighth is the catcher, J.J. D'Orazio. And the last part of the order for the Sod Poodles is the shortstop, Logan Warmoth. And then for the Rough Riders, going against Connor Gramis, they'll line up as follows. Kellen Strom bats first. He's the center fielder. The catcher, Liam Hicks, will bat second. Aaron Zavala is back in left field. He bats third. Abimelech Ortiz moves up a spot in the order from yesterday. He's the cleanup man and will play right field. Josh Hatcher back at first base for just the second time this season. You heard from him in the pregame show. Cody Freeman is the designated hitter. Batting eighth is the second baseman, Alex DeGody. And the third baseman, Franier Chavez, rounds out the lineup for Carlos Cardoza's Frisco Rough Riders. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, we'll get you set for first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
The throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's out of here. Gone!
Swing and a miss. He got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh, my goodness! Oh, wow!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a gorgeous Wednesday evening, it's the Frisco Rough Riders meeting with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's almost time for game number two of this six-game series from Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. Today, the Rough Riders look to avenge a 12-7 loss last night to the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they look to have a wonderful day on the hill from Ben Anderson. Anderson making his third start of the season, his fourth overall appearance, and the Rough Riders hoping for more of what they saw out of him last time these two teams took the field. And Ben Anderson last week, four innings, against the Arkansas Travelers, the Seattle Mariners affiliate. He only allowed one run while striking out six. So today he faces this lineup one more time for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's Wildred Patino leading things off, A.J. Vukovic to follow, and then Tim Tawa. After that, it's Davison De Los Santos, Ivan Melendez, and Christian Robinson in the middle third, and the bottom third, Kevin Graham, J.J. D'Orazio, and Logan Warmoth. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as we are set for baseball in Frisco on an absolutely picturesque day just north of Dallas. Wildred Patino is in from the right side. Ben Anderson ready to go, and so are we. Here's the stretch from Anderson looking in, and the first pitch of the ball game on the way. It swung on and missed. It's 0-1. We are underway at 6:36 in the p.m. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles on this beautiful sunny day. 81 degrees, our first pitch temperature. The pitch misses up high, and it's one ball and one strike. So last night, the Rough Riders fell to the Sod Poodles 12-7, a game that had 19 combined runs, a game that had 25 combined hits. And a 1-1 pitch. A swing and a ground ball on one hop to the first baseman, Hatcher. He has it in front of his body, takes it to the pillow, and there's one away. A.J. Vukovic bats. One out, top of the first inning. Rough Riders, a 12-7 loss, but looking to come back and win this one today behind Anderson. First pitch to Vukovic is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. And the Rough Riders entering today at 9-7, Amarillo 6-10. So we look at Ben Anderson, 6'4", right-hander, 25 years old, out of Rexford, New York. The 0-1. Lashed foul out of play to the right side. It's 0-2. Former 13th round draft selection by the Rangers in 2019, and he's dealt with his fair share of injury issues across his career. Recovering from Tommy John surgery that kept him out almost the entire 2023 season. No balls and two strikes. Here's the stretch from Anderson. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Fastball just outside, barely missing at 93, and it's one ball and two strikes. So far here this season, he's been really good. He's only surrendered two runs across 8 2/3 innings. 13 strikeouts to just two walks. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes on the left fielder. Well, the Rough Riders have seen really good things out of him so far, and as he continues to get extended, you just expect more and more out of him. He looks in for his sign in his red jersey. He's got it. And time called. Pitch clock violation. Anderson just took a little bit too long. And it's two balls and two strikes now. And here comes Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout, the manager. And he's arguing with home plate umpire Justin Juska. And just trying to see when that pitch clock might have been started. Not happy at all with that pitch clock violation call. That is an automatic ball and goes from a 1-2 count to a 2-2 count. Cardoza gets his explanation, and he's back to the dugout. Two balls and two strikes on Vukovic with one out, and the base is clear. No score in the top of the first inning. Anderson looking in at the right-handed batter. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball whacked into left center field. Zavala tracing over into the alley. It's out of his reach, up against the warning track and the wall. Vukovic up to second base, and he pulls in there with a one-out double. A.J. Vukovic, who is an extra base hit machine, with the first extra base hit of the ballgame today. He walloped 24 homers last year, and that's already his seventh extra base hit now. Four doubles and three home runs through 15 games. Tim Tawa bats, three-hole hitter, second baseman. Top of the first, no score, runner at second. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And he looks back toward second base and kicks home. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Take a look at the defense behind Ben Anderson today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Abimelech Ortiz in right. Rainier Chavez at third base, Max Acosta at short. The stretch of the pitch. There's a fastball ripped into deep left field, and that one is not coming back. Long gone onto the in-touch home run terrace. Tim Tawa with his first homer of the year and his fifth career home run against the Rough Riders. It's 2-0 Amarillo in the first.
Tim Tawa hammering a two-run homer. Anderson surrendering his second home run of the year. That brings Davison De Los Santos to the plate, who homered his last time up. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Anderson has his sign and deals into the red-hot De Los Santos. That one's flicked foul off the fist to the right side. It's 0-2. De Los Santos went 4-for-5 yesterday with a homer and three RBIs. He's hitting a whopping .371 coming into this one with five homers and 12 runs batted in. The five home runs top the Texas lead. It's already 2-0 Amarillo with one down in the first inning. Anderson ready from the stretch, the pitch. That misses inside. It's 1-2. Anderson, a three-pitch mix. He'll go fastball, curveball, and changeup. He readies here in the 1-2. That one's in the air. Foul right side. It's still 1-2. Finish that defense for the Rough Riders today. It's Alex Degodia at second base, Josh Hatcher at first, and Liam Hicks, the Rough Riders catcher. Anderson readies. The 1-2. Misses high and inside. We're even at 2-2 now. De Los Santos, the number 14 prospect in the organization. He was a top 5 prospect last year when he was the youngest player in the Texas League to start the season. The 2-2 is hit in the air, foul right side. It's still 2-2. 19 years old last year, 20 years old to start the season this year. He's repeating the level. He has been extremely impressive through the beginning of this season. Anderson has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the 2-2. Swinging a bounder right back to the hill. Anderson skies and he uses his whole 6'4" frame to nab it. He throws out De Los Santos and there are two away. Well, he retires De Los Santos after allowing the two-run home run to Tawa. And here's Ivan Melendez, who also went deep yesterday. These are the only two who hit homers for Amarillo in their 12-run offensive output yesterday. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher in the initial toss from Anderson. Check swing roller foul right side towards the camera well. And it's 0-1. 2-0 Amarillo leads it, top of the first inning. Anderson peering in. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Misses up high, and it's 1-1. Mentioned Justin Juska is our home plate umpire. Clay Williams at first. Steven Rios Jr., our third base umpire. The 1-1. That one's lined over short and into left field. A base hit for Ivan Melendez. And the Hispanic Titanic singles here in the first inning. Christian Robinson, the batter now for Amarillo. Not the start that Ben Anderson wanted. A two-run homer in the first inning earlier is the first runs he's allowed in the first inning this year. Two previous starts. He readies and brings it in. Robinson swings and misses at a high inside changeup, and it's 0-1. Anderson's fastball will be in the mid-90s. He readies in the 0-1. Ground ball, bounce foul left side, 0-2. And just hugging foul territory. Maximo Acosta, the Rough Riders shortstop, has to go over and grab it. Ryan Garcia had a tough start yesterday for the Rough Riders, allowing 6 runs over 4 1/3. But he battled to get into the fifth. Frisco hoping for something similar from Anderson. Here's the 0-2. Fastball is high, and it's 1-2. As we sit here on April 24th, we're still seeing starters get stretched out a little bit. Anderson went 59 pitches in his first start, 74 in his second. He'll probably be around the 75 to 80 today, the pitch. That one's hit hard into left field, but right at Zavala. barely has to move, and he makes the grab. Side retired in the first. Two runs across for Amarillo, though, on three hits, no errors, and a runner left on. 2-0 Sod Poodles, bottom of the first, next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, Rough Riders trailing the Amarillo Sod Poodles by a score of 2-0. Kellen Strom leads it off for the Rough Riders, followed by Liam Hicks and Aaron Zavala. Happy you're with us on this really beautiful day. Rough Riders trying to get some offense going against Connor Grammis. And the first pitch is over for a strike to Kellen Strom. It's 0-1. Now, Kellen Strom homered yesterday on the first pitch of the ball game. Takes it for a strike on the first pitch today. The 0-1. And low on away, and it's 1-1. Strom went 2-for-5 yesterday, but probably could have had a third hit. He hit a ball with 107-mile-an-hour exit velocity right at the shortstop. Four and out. Grammis, the right-hander, ready from the stretch, and he offers in. Breaking ball, lined into left field. That dunks in a base hit. Strom takes a wide turn around first base, but he stops right there. It's a leadoff single for Kellen Strom, who's heating up. And Liam Hicks stands in, the Rough Riders catcher. The sweeper that caught a little bit too much of the plate. Kellen Strom able to deposit it in the left field. Hicks 0-for-5 yesterday. He's on a tough little skid after a monstrous start. Grammis readies and deals in. Outside, 1-0. Hicks is just 3 for his last 35 at the plate. It was after 5 multi-hit games to start the season. 1-0 offering. He takes high and outside. It's 2-0. He is such a good hitter, you just know that it's going to come back around, and every guy goes through these kind of stretches. Not doing it against your conventional starter either. Connor Grammis playing the role of the opener today. The pitch. Outside, it's 3-0 now on Hicks. Grammis has allowed just 1 run over 6 2/3 innings in 6 relief appearances this year. He has walked 7, though, and hit 3 batters in those 6 2/3 innings. Pitching around a lot of trouble. 3-0, and it's low, 4. So Hicks is aboard after the Strom single. Runners at first and second for the Rough Riders, and Aaron Zavala climbs to the plate. Zavala 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Grammis. Grammis' last start actually came against the Rough Riders last year in his last appearance of the season, September 15th, 2023.
threw an inning and stranded the bases loaded, striking out all three. He recorded outs on. First pitch, low and outside to Zavala, and it's one ball and no strikes. He made six total starts last year, all of them in opener roles. His longest outing of the year last year was 3 1/3 innings. His longest one this year has been two. The Virginia native looks in for his sign. He's got it. Two aboard, nobody out. The pitch. That one's lofted into shallow right center field. Falling quickly, it's down. Strom up to third. He gets the stop sign. The throw behind Hicks at second. Not in time. Sacks full for the Rough Riders. And nobody out in the first inning. So Amarillo put up two in the top of the first, and now the Rough Riders have loaded the bases with nobody out, and Abimelech Ortiz due up. That one wasn't hit hard necessarily. A fastball on the outer edge. Zavala was out in front on it, hit it off the end of the bat, and parachuted it into shallow right center field. So bases loaded for Frisco, and here's Ortiz. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the pitch. Breaking ball, low and outside. One ball and no strikes. 2-0 Amarillo. Playing the bottom of the first. Ortiz looking to turn around what's been a really tough stretch for him. And he could do that with a big swing of the bat right here. 1-0 offering. Swinging a hard chopper right side. De Los Santos has got it. Down onto second for one. The throw to first. In-time double play. Strom does score on the play, and the Rough Riders are on the board. No RBI for Ortiz. A double play that goes 3-6 to, I believe, one. No RBI for Ortiz. Zavala is eliminated. Hicks down to third. And it was 3-6-1 on the double play. Two outs now, runner at third, one run in. Riders trail 2-1. Here's Josh Hatcher. The pitch. Swinging a bouncer off the plate. And it hits the catcher. D'Orazio goes out in front of home. 0-1. Hatcher did not play yesterday, but boy, has he been good in limited time for the Rough Riders this season. 9 games with Frisco, 3-34. It's a .382 average. He's driven in 8 runs in his 9 games. The pitch. Takes a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike. Quickly 0-2. Hatcher jokingly says that he never sees a first pitch that he doesn't like to swing at. He swung at that last first pitch and fouled it off. He's now behind in the count 0-2. The pitch in. He swings and misses and strikes out. Grammis gets out of the first inning, allowing just one run. The Rough Riders, the one run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. Top of the second next, Riders trail 2-1 to Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top two, Ben Anderson back to the hill. The Rough Riders with a 2-1 deficit against Amarillo. And game number 2 of this 6-game series.
Anderson trying to bounce back after allowing the homer to Tim Tawa in the first. He faces the bottom third of the order, Kevin Graham, J.J. DeRozio, and Logan Warman. Right-hander on the hill, left-hander at the plate to start the inning. Anderson ready from the stretch and the initial pitch to Graham. That's high and away, one ball and no strikes. Graham hitting .410 through his first 10 games. He went 2-for-5 yesterday with a double and a couple RBIs. Left-handed batter with a smooth stroke. The 1-0. It's at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. The designated hitter, Graham, went to Ole Miss. He was a 14th-round selection by the Diamondbacks. Anderson pitches in. Swing and a miss. Good changeup dying away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Graham has good family lineage. His grandpa was Cal Neiman, who played 7 seasons in the major leagues from 1957 to 1963 as a catcher. The 1-2. So we're going to ground ball foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes still on Graham. Graham is the DH today. Normally an outfielder. So I'm DHing yesterday as well. Pull side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders. 1-2. Fastball misses high. Ball and, or make it two balls and two strikes now on Graham. Leading off the second, 2-1 Amarillo. Out in front of the Rough Riders. Anderson stretches and pitches. Curveball popped up back this way and just short of us. A foul ball. Still two balls, two strikes. Anderson has had his troubles with left-handed hitters this year. Entering into today, righties were hitting just .158 against him. Lefties .471, the pinch. Swinging a little looper foul left side up onto the concourse level. Still two balls, two strikes. Granted, small sample size. But the OPS difference is 1,000 points between the two coming into today. Of course, that'll jump with the homer. 2-2. Low and outside, missing with the change. Three balls, two strikes. This will be the 9th pitch due up to Kevin Graham. Left-handers entered in 8-for-17 against Anderson. Right-handers just 3-for-19. He'd been really good against the righties. The pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. Ben Anderson with the strikeout. His first of the evening, and there's one away in the second. That's a good way to bounce back. J.J. DeRozio, right-handed hitter. 2-1 Amarillo, one down in the second, base is clear. Anderson ready from the stretch, and he offers into DeRozio. There's a fly ball hit well into right center field. Ortiz back into the alley at the warning track. Reaches out and he hauls it in. Oh, great play by Abimelech Ortiz. He had to go a long way for that one, and he tracked it down. And a big smile from the Puerto Rican. Making just his second appearance in the outfield this season and his 22nd in the last 2 years. And he makes the catch. And Kellen Strom, his hand to the sky in celebration as he made that grab. Great play. Two down, here's Logan Warmoth, the pitch. Swinging a bouncer back to the hill, and an easy inning for Anderson. He's got it, slings it to first. How about that? After the 9-pitch battle with Kevin Graham, he gets the next two on two combined pitches. 1-2-3 frame for Anderson. We're to the bottom of the second next. It's 2-1 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the last of the second inning, the Rough Riders trail the Amarillo Sod Poodles 2-1. Connor Grammis back to the hill. Maximo Acosta leads it off for the Riders in the second. Grammis allowed just the one run, but got out of further damage in the first inning, stranding a base runner. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the first pitch to Acosta. Swing and a bouncer, foul left side, it's 0-1. The Rough Riders had the bases loaded and nobody out in that first inning, but could not push more than just one run across in the double play from Abimelech Ortiz. Grammis ready in the 0-1. Check swing and a miss on a breaking ball off the outside corner. It's 0-2. Grammis, as mentioned, will be the opener. We expect a bullpen day today for Amarillo. Yesterday they went with Yumin Lin, who the Rough Riders did pretty well against. The 0-2. There's a soft liner over first, and it lands into shallow right field. A base hit. Acosta, wide turn. He's heading for second. The throw's offline. It's a hustle double for Max Acosta. And the Rough Riders with a runner in scoring position right away here in the second. Boy, he turned first, and there was no question he was heading right to second base. Just a soft line drive over the first baseman, De Los Santos, and Christian Robinson had to sprint for it. He grabbed it, spun, and threw on to first, but it was well offline of the shortstop, Warmoth. It was to his right, and luckily for him, Melendez backed up the play at third, or Acosta might be at third base right now. So here's Cody Freeman, and the pitch from Grammis. Bounces away from DeRozio up the first baseline, and Acosta takes third. So now he's at third base on the wild pitch, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trail 2-1, bottom of the second. Cody Freeman went 3-for-4 yesterday. He is the owner of the last two three-hit games for Rough Riders hitters. One last Sunday in Frisco and one last night. Grammis ready from the stretch. He lifts the leg, fires. He misses inside with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and no strikes. That time the cutter from Grammis. Freeman in his 3-for-4 had a double and RBI, scored a pair of runs, and the Riders' 12-7 loss last night. Grammis the 2-0. Inside. Nearly hit Freeman in the shins, and it's three balls and no strikes. Alex Degody waiting on deck. The way the lineup is constructed today for the Rough Riders, it's extremely deep. Anytime Hatcher is in there, it makes your lineup that much more deep with how well he's been swinging the bat. The 3-0. Swinging a grounder foul left side. It's 3-1. Freeman there with the 3-0 green light. Alex Degody in the 8th spot is a guy who has hit 4th and 5th at times this year. Franer Chavez is not doing too well statistics-wise in the season, but he's been swinging the bat better as of late. He occupies the 9th spot. 3-1 on the way. High and tight, ball 4. Well, Freeman coaxes a walk, and Connor Grammis is having a tough time retiring the first few Rough Riders he sees in an inning. 2 aboard, nobody out here in the second. Rough Riders had bases loaded, nobody out in the first. Alex Degoti, right-handed batter, playing in his ninth game with the Rough Riders, the former major leaguer. Riders trailing 2-1, but in a really good place to try and tie this game up. First pitch to Degoti. Dips low. 1-0, no strikes. Degoti went 2-for-3 yesterday. Also drew a walk. Graham is ready from the stretch. Brown glove at the belt. And the 1-0. Just inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Grammis is having a really tough time finding the zone, just as he has so far this season. Mentioned the 7 walks and 6 2/3 innings coming into today for him. Well, that was the case last season as well, and really over the course of his career, the pitch. There's a soft ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Wormuth, to his left, steps on the bag for one, throws onto first and gets to Goody. And for the second time in as many innings, the Riders score a run, but on a double play. And the game is tied at 2-2. So not necessarily what you want to see on the offensive side in terms of productivity, but the runs are coming across. And you'll take them any way you can get them. Max Acosta crosses the plate from third. Base is clear, 2 down. And Franier Chavez, the batter now for the Rough Riders. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Grammis stretches, pitches. Bunt shown outside. Chavez pulled it back. It's 1-0 and no strikes. If you're Grammis, you're walking the tightrope here, allowing a lot of base runners and surrendering 2 runs while also getting a couple double plays behind you. 1-0 offering on the way. At the bottom of the zone for a strike. 1-1, 1 strike. And it's been effective so far, especially when you consider the fact that you got a 2 spot in the top of the first to help you out. Offering it, Chavez swings and misses at a high outside fastball. And it's 1-2. Now on the Riders, third baseman. Top of the order, and Kellen Strom on deck as we play in the bottom of the second. These are 2 teams that have scored very effectively to begin the season. They are 3rd and 4th in the Texas League in runs per game so far through 16 games, game number 17 tonight. 1-2. Breaking ball low. 2-2. Rough Riders just ahead of Amarillo, though Amarillo has better offensive numbers in the other categories. Rough Riders, as you might have been able to tell by scoring both their runs on double plays, they've struggled to hit, but they've scored runs. They've just found a way. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a fastball. Chavez down on strikes, but the Rough Riders do score a run and tie it up. 1 run on 1 hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. Top 3 next. Rough Riders and Sodpoodles tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sodpoodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top three tied at two. And for the play-by-play, here's Luke.
Thank you, Zach. Tie ball game, two apiece for Amarillo. They're due up here in the visiting portion of the third. Ben Anderson back out there for his third frame of work. His first offering to the top of the order in Patino is called a strike. 91 just caught the outside corner against the right-handed hitting center fielder. Patino grounded out his first time up. Puts this one in play. It's a two-hopper to Chavez at third base. Rangers to his left and fires a strike to Hatcher. At first, there's one away in the third. Pair of ground outs to Patino's name to this point. Make it five consecutive hitters that Ben Anderson has sent back to the dugout. A rocky first inning. Got out number one against Patino. Then a double, a home run. Out number two. Then a base hit, rounded out the inning. First pitch to Vukovic, who doubled his last time up. He fouls it off to the right side, out of play. 0-1. Anderson, the righty, set with the pitch, working out of the stretch. Comes set, kicks and deals. Pitch runs inside, went with the changeup, and missed. Ball and a strike. Offering. This one hit the other way down the right field line and finds its way just over the bullpen in right field. Foul ball. Anderson ahead, ball and two strikes. Tall righty. Pearson gets his sign. Anderson 6'4", 200 pounds. Kicks and deals. The 1-2. Taken. Another changeup called ball two. Evens the count at 2-2 on the right-handed hitting A.J. Vukovic. Mentioned he doubled his last time up. Offering, runs outside. There was the breaking ball. And the count runs to full. Anderson struggled in that first inning, but he didn't issue any walks. He's only issued two on the season. Came in with 13 strikeouts. Here's the 3-2. And a big swing. And just caught a piece of it. Fouled it back towards Liam Hicks, wasn't able to glove it. Reset and do the full count all over again. A double in the first inning from A.J. Vukovic was his second of the series, his second hit. Did reach base twice yesterday with a walk and provided a two-run double. The 3-2. Chopped on the ground, out in front of the mound, right at the shortstop, Acosta. He throws across his body in time for out number two. Bit of a weird reaction from Anderson off the mound there. He kind of dropped his head right as it got hit. Don't know if he was upset that he didn't have the location he wanted on his final pitch. Left it a changeup just a bit up in the zone. Still on the lower portion of the zone, but more over the plate than he would have liked to. Still records an out. Anderson trying to retire seven in a row. Here's Tim Tawa, who homered his last time against Anderson. He watches the first pitch for ball one. Runs down and away from the right-handed hitting second baseman. Tawa, a power bat. Saw that in the first inning with his two-run shot. Goes after the second offering with the off-speed, and it evens the count at one and one. Nice location for Anderson, down and away with the soft stuff. It comes back right at him. Another swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes. That was the changeup. Towell worked three walks yesterday. But his first hit of the series came in that first inning, that two-run homer. The 1-2. Chopped on the ground to the third baseman, Chavez. He gloves it, drops it for a moment, but fires a strike over to first in time. Just got Towel by about half a step, and it's seven in a row that Ben Anderson has retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on board, and a tied 2-2 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley. 2-2 ball game. Rough Riders allowed two in the first, but have scored one in each of their trips to the dish. It's the top of the order to get things going in this home half of the third inning. Connor Gramis stays out there. Rather a new arm on the bump. His first offering is called a strike.
I think it's Dylan Larson. It is Dylan Larson, 35.
Oh, there it is. I was looking at my sheet, and I couldn't find a 3-5. So it's Dylan Larson ahead 0-1. On the right-handed hitting Kellen Strom. Second offering runs inside, ball and a strike. 92-mile-an-hour fastball just ran inside on the righty. Lefty comes set and deals. This is downstairs with the off speed. Two balls and a strike in favor of Kellen Strom, who led off the ball game for the Rough Riders offense with a single. Came around to score the first run for Frisco. The 2-1 on its way. Strom goes after it and flies it into center field. Back goes Patino, the center fielder. He's camped under it and will make the play. Kellen Strom, the first out for Larson here in this third inning.
Another hard hit ball for Kellen. He's just continues to hit the ball all over the ballpark, whether it be pole side, whether it be center field or the opposite way. Everywhere he's hitting it hard.
That he is. First pitch he saw yesterday. Know all about that one. Ripped it dead center field off the batter's eye. 429-foot leadoff home run for him. Here's Liam Hicks, who drew a four-pitch walk his first time up. Steps in from the left side. The first offering misses upstairs. So Liam Hicks has seen five pitches from two different arms, all of them balls. Fastball at 93. Just missed upstairs. The 1-0. Hicks fouls it off. A fly ball. And it finds the seats here down the third baseline. Evens the count on a ball and a strike. Shortstop Warmoth shadowed a little bit up the middle for the left-handed batter. Pitch runs down and away, breaking ball. Two balls and a strike on the Rough Riders catcher. The 2-1 misses down and away.
Left-handed bat of Liam Hicks. Ahead, three balls and a strike. Larson ready. Kicks and deals. Fastball called a strike at 93. Count runs to full. Dylan Larson making his third appearance of the season. Signed as a minor league free agent in 2022 out of Central Washington University. He's faced one batter. He's got one out. And he's in a 3-2 count against Liam Hicks. The pitch laced up the middle, a looping fly ball, and the center fielder Patino ranges to his left. And there's two away. So a pair of flyouts to center field. Dylan Larson has two away here in this third inning. Looking to make it the first clean frame for the Sod Poodles pitching staff today. Day that we've mentioned, expected to be a bullpen day and proven to be true. Connor Gramus had the first two innings. Dylan Larson trying to get through his first. Here's Aaron Zavala, who squares to bunt, lays down a nice bunt. It's Larson who fields it. He fires to first, but well late. A base hit on a bunt by Aaron Zavala.
That was one of those that as soon as he put it down, you could tell it was going to be a hit. I'm actually kind of surprised that Larson threw that ball, and especially because he threw it in the dirt. They're pretty lucky that De Los Santos picked that ball at first base, or else that'd be an extra base for Zavala. And, you know, ultimately, if Zavala can just lay a couple of those down every now and again, he has the speed to beat him out and really help things, especially opening up the left side of the infield if you can get the third baseman to creep in.
No doubt. You couldn't have placed it any better. Here's the right fielder, Abimelech Ortiz. First pitch to him is called a strike, a fastball at 93. Ortiz thought it was down.
It's another left-hander to face Ortiz. He just cannot catch a break facing all these lefties.
No, he cannot. Aaron Zavala after the base hit bunt. Stands at first base with two away. The pitch, big rip from Ortiz, and he's behind 0-2.
Why we say that is he faced Yumin Lin, the left-hander, to begin it yesterday, and then Jake Rice came out of the bullpen. He had to face Jake Rice out of the pen. And when you're on a slump and you keep getting that lefty-lefty matchup, that is a nightmare. And unfortunately for Ortiz, that's what's happening.
That it is. Ortiz asked for time. He was granted it. He's behind 0-2 with two away. Ball takes his lead off first. The pitch home. Taken. Ball one. Fastball 95 that time. Makes the count a ball and two strikes. Ortiz drove home the first run for the Rough Riders in this game. It was on a double play. A 3-6-1 double play. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Came up empty. It was in the dirt. So the catcher DeRozio has to fire onto first. He steps into foul ground and does so. It's a clean, rather no runs in the frame for Dylan Larson. He did give up a base hit, no errors, and one left aboard for the Rough Riders. We head to the fourth inning, tied at 2-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Davison De Los Santos to get things going for the Amarillo Sod Poodles here in the visiting portion of the fourth. A tie ball game. Frisco 2, Amarillo 2. Ben Anderson is back out there. The righty has sat down 7 in a row. Here's the first baseman, De Los Santos. He started on the pitch that ran inside, and they say it clipped him. Began the swing, and it got in on his left arm. And so a hit-by-pitch opens the fourth inning. De Los Santos aboard for the first time today. There's Ivan Melendez. Melendez had a pair of hits yesterday, including a home run. Singled back in the first inning. He waits the first pitch. He goes after it and skies it high on the infield towards shallow right field. It works its way. And Dagoti, the second baseman, reaches up and snares it. After the hit-by-pitch, Melendez down on just one pitch. That brings up Christian Robinson. Robinson recorded his first hit of the season in his first game of his campaign yesterday with an RBI single in the fourth. He's 0 for 1 today. First pitch called a strike at 91 miles an hour. De Los Santos stands at first. He opened the frame with the hit-by-pitch. And with one away, Christian Robinson finds himself behind 0-1. The pitch runs down and in. Change up from the righty. Ball and a strike. Anderson comes set. Kicks and deals. Chopper on the ground of the third base line, but in foul ground. Brings the count to 1-2. Ben Anderson's longest outing of the season, 4 innings. That came in his last start at Arkansas back on the 17th. But the pitch count relatively low. Anderson looking to do some more damage today. A swing and a miss. He's got a strikeout. 2 away. Anderson picks up strikeout number 2 of the outing. And the man that became strikeout number 1 will step to the dish. Now, here's Kevin Graham. Kevin Graham recorded a double and a single yesterday. Also had a pair of strikeouts. He steps in from the left side. Anderson checks over to first, back in on a dive. Safely goes De Los Santos. Two away in a 2-2 ball game. De Los Santos started a run and the pitch is fouled off. Shut things down. But started moving as Anderson kicked. One one on the designated hitter. Second offering runs outside for Anderson. Back to that changeup. Kevin Graham, hottest hitter in this order for Amarillo. He's been on a tear to start his year. Offering home, runs upstairs. 91 that time. 2 balls and a strike. Fouls this pitch off. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kevin Graham mentioned last night a 2022 national champion at Ole Miss. after that season, was drafted by the Diamondbacks in the 14th round. Came into today batting over 400. The pitch, 2-2, is tapped right back at Anderson. He works his way to the left of the mound, and underhand flips to first. That does it for the inning. No runs on no hits, no errors. One left aboard the base paths in the top of the fourth for the Sod Poodles. It was the hit-by-pitch that led off the inning, and Ben Anderson is through four innings and allowing two runs. It's Amarillo 2, Frisco 2 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You can run on.
Dylan Larson came out and provided a scoreless frame in the third. He's back out here for the fourth inning. He gets the Rough Riders 5-6-7 hitters. Josh Hatcher to lead things off. Lefty on lefty matchup. The first offering, breaking ball, called a strike. Hatcher struck out to end the first inning for the Rough Riders. First action for Hatcher in this series. Offering, swing and a miss, quickly behind 0-2. Mentioned Hatcher at first base today. Just the second time this season he's been over there. Finds himself behind 0-2. The offering. Ripped on the ground, one hopper to the first baseman, De Los Santos. He gloves it and races to the bag and beats Hatcher by about two steps. De Los Santos fielded it. It was hard hit, so he thought he had plenty of time. He started trotting over there and then realized Josh Hatcher was booking it down the line. Had to pick up his speed and beat him to the bag. One away here in the fourth. Dylan Larson grabs himself a new baseball from the home plate umpire, Justin Juska. And Max Acosta steps in. Acosta doubled and scored a run his last time up. Fouls this one back. That double led off the second inning. Came home to score on a double play. Both Rough Riders runs today have come via double plays. Lefty kicks and deals. This one skied high into shallow center field. Center fielder Patino camped under it and able to grab it. Two down here in the home half of the fourth. Cody Freeman steps in, coming off a three-hit night last night. Got a walk to his name in this contest. That came in the second inning against Grammis. Lefty comes set, comes home. Called a strike, fastball at 93. Caught the bottom edge of the zone. Cody Freeman, before last night, was talking about how many line drive outs he'd had. He hits this one softly on the ground right at the shortstop Warmoth. He fields it and fires on to first, and the side is retired. Cody Freeman goes 6-3, and the Rough Riders go 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the fifth inning here at Riders Field. It's a tied 2-2 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anderson is back out there trying to make his longest start of the season to this point, and Zach Bigley rejoins us for the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Luke. Yep, Ben Anderson trying to record out in the fifth inning for the first time this season. Deals with J.J. D'Orazio in the eighth spot. And the initial pitch, fastball pierces the outside edge, a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Anderson in his first two starts went 3 2/3 and four innings apiece, so looking to go five. His career high is 7, the pitch. A fly ball hit well into center field. Strom back showing his number into a back pedal just shy of the warning track. Makes the catch. One away in the fifth inning for Logan Warmoth, the shortstop in the 9 spot. We're tied at 2. Going back to the first inning, it didn't look like Ben Anderson would even get to this point in the fifth. Allowing a 2-run homer to Tim Tawa in the first and then a single to Ivan Melendez. He has not allowed a hit since. The only base runner a hit by pitch in the fourth. Right-hander against right-hander in the initial pitch. Swing and a foul back into Hicks' glove. The catcher, it's 0-1. Anderson has been ultra-efficient, and he has been dominant. 61 pitches as he throws now in the fifth inning. He deals. Fastball whacked into right field down the line. Ortiz back at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. A 2-up, 2-down on 4 pitches here in the fifth inning. Go up to the top of the order now and Wildered Patino. 2-2 ball game. Anderson in high school baseball in Rexford, New York. Pretty good high school team in part because of his brother, Ian Anderson, who pitched for the Braves. And those two brothers were dominant in high school. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Ground ball, left side, a diving stop by Acosta at short, but it goes under his glove and out into left field. It's a base hit for Patino on the first pitch. So first hit since the first inning for Amarillo, and A.J. Vukovic climbs in now. Ben Anderson was actually drafted out of Shenandoah High School in New York, 26th round by the Toronto Blue Jays, but decided not to sign. Not only was he a really good pitcher, he was a first-team All-State catcher in high school, when he was drafted as a pitcher. Instead, he went to the University of Binghamton for 3 seasons. Pitch home. Low and outside, gets past Hicks all the way to the backstop. Patino up to second, takes a wide turn, but stops right there. It's a wild pitch. 1 ball and no strikes on Vukovic. Anderson had a very good career at Binghamton and drafted in the 13th round by the Rangers in 2019, but just a bit about staying healthy for the right-hander, and now finally healthy, pitching well with the Rough Riders. Two outs, runner aboard. The 1-0 pitch to Vukovic. High, missing with the fastball, and it's two balls, or the changeup, I should say, and it's two balls and no strikes. Same exact line scores for both teams, two runs on four hits and no errors. Anderson from the stretch, first base side of the rubber, and the 2-0. A chopper at third base side, a sliding stop by Chavez. Long throw to first is airmailed over first base, and that brings Patino around third to score. It's 3-2 Sod Poodles. A phenomenal sliding stop by Franer Chavez at third, but just could not get the throw across on target. Instead, it sailed way over Hatcher's head, and Patino comes across to score. Man, most third basemen won't even get to that ball and make that stop. And if he would have just kept it in his pocket, it would have easily been a runners on first and third situation with two outs. Instead, a run comes across to score, unearned on the throwing error. Vukovic aboard at first base. It goes hit and an error on the play. And here's Tim Tawo, the pitch. It's inside, one ball and no strikes. So infield hit and E5. Bringing in the unearned run here in the fifth. And now some action down in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionatoa gets up and starts to loosen. 1-0, the pitch. There's a line drive into right field. Ortiz coming on. He's there to make the head-high catch, and the inning closes, but not before the go-ahead run scores. One unearned run across on two hits in air and a runner left stranded. Riders now trail 3-2 to the home half of the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fifth inning, Rough Riders now trailing 3-2 after the go-ahead run for the Sod Poodles came across in the fifth. It's 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders against Dylan Larson, pitcher number two on this bullpen day for Amarillo. Alex Dagone starts it for the Riders. Left-hander on the hill, right-hander at the plate. And Dylan Larson closed off on the mound. He deals home the first pitch to Dagone. It just misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. As Luke mentioned, Dylan Larson out of Ellensburg, Washington, which is home to a university where Dylan Larson went that you might expect kind of describes where the city is in the state. The 1-0. Misses high, and it's 2-0. He went to Central Washington University. Ellensburg is almost entirely in the geographical center of the state of Washington. Very small town, about 19,000. Ellensburg, Washington. The 2-0. Fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike. Two balls and one strike on Dagone. Larson was not drafted. He was signed as a non-drafted free agent by the Diamondbacks. It's been a good innings eater bullpen piece for him. The pitch. Swinging a grounder foul left side into the Riders' dugout. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spent the last season in between Amarillo and Hillsboro, the last 3 seasons, in fact. 2 appearances out of the bullpen for Amarillo in 2022 and 16 out of the pen last year. He's making his 3rd out of the pen this season. Two balls, 2 strikes on Degody. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled away off to the right-hand side, and it's still 2-2. Rough Riders trailing 3-2, being out hit 5-4. Riders have had a hit in at least every inning except for the 4th inning. They've been sat down 4 in a row. The pitch. Inside, we're full at 3-2. Last week in the very pitcher-friendly ballpark, Dickey Stevens Park in Arkansas, offense was very hard to come by, but now the Riders are back home, and they've been much better here at home than they have on the road. Payoff in. Swinging a soft grounder, third base side, it's foul. And it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's small sample size, and again, Rough Riders only had 1 home series against 1 opponent last week, so you also do have to take the opponent into account, not just the fact that the Rough Riders are playing at home. But they're 5-2 so far in 7 home games this year. 4-5 on the road. Payoff pitch in. Degody swings and sprays it foul right side. It's 3-2 on the Riders' second baseman, leading things off in the 5th. They are a lot better offensively at home than they are on the road. They have a plus 15 run differential here in this ballpark. Minus 12 on the road. The payoff. Swinging a fly ball into right center field and shallow. Robinson tracing over, and he's able to track it down and flag it down. 1 away. Freiner Chavez in the 9th spot now. 3-2, Riders trail. Freiner Chavez, strikeout back in the 2nd. Switch hitter flips around, bats down from the right side. Got the day off yesterday with a left-hander on the mound. First offering from Larson. Down and in, 1 ball and 0 strikes. It turned out to be a very pleasant night for baseball here in Frisco. Riders looking for a come-from-behind win in Game 2. Larson, the 1-0. Swinging a bouncer left side, pass to diving Melendez at 3rd and into left field. A base hit for Freiner Chavez. Rough Riders with their 4th out of 5 innings with a hit. It's their 5th hit overall in the ballgame. Kellen Strom now as the lineup card flips over. 3rd time through. He's 1 for 2 today, I should say. He singled in the 1st and flew out to center field in the 3rd on a really hard hit ball that, unfortunately for him, found the biggest part of the ballpark. So ended up being an out. He's had 3 outs in the last 2 days. He hit over 100 miles an hour. The pitch. A breaking ball slips across the outer edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. So that can get frustrating as a hitter, but what that also means in a long season is you're going to get just as many softly hit balls that fall for base hits. Well, even out eventually. The 0-1. Just inside, it's 1-1. And the age-old question is, would you rather have a softly hit base hit or a hard hit out? And I think 10 times out of 10, guys will pick, give me that softly hit base hit. 1-1 on Strong. And the left-hander's pitch. Fastball rests above the zone, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike in the center fielder. Homered yesterday, his 1st home run of the season, 429 feet off the batter's eye in center. Larson from the stretch in the 2-1. Peering over at Chavez, he deals. Soft roller on 2 hops out to short. Warmness got it onto 2nd for 1. Throw to 1st just in time. It's a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play in the 5th. So we go to the top of the 6th inning. The Rough Riders now trail the Sod Poodles 3-2. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the sixth inning, Ben Anderson back out for his sixth frame of work and a chance to be the second Rough Rider with a quality start this year. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa is still loosening out of the Rough Riders bullpen, so we'll see how much more of a leash Anderson is given with 69 pitches coming in to this top of the sixth. Rough Riders trail 3-2. Davison De Los Santos, the batter, right-handed hitter against the right-hander Anderson, who stretches and fires. A bouncer right back over the hill. The second baseman, DeGody's got it behind the bag. He throws off balance to first and retires De Los Santos on the first pitch. And that certainly helps the pitch count. One away in the sixth inning, and Ivan Melendez stands it.
I was about to say, Zach, getting the leadoff guy out is so crucial, but Ben Anderson didn't even give us any time to talk about it. One pitch, one out. It's exactly what you want to see out of your starter as he goes the deepest he's been in a ballgame this year.
His career high, as you mentioned, is 7 innings, but it was back in 2022. First pitch to Melendez. He swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Good pitch on the inside corner. Melendez 1-for-2. He singled into left in the first. Anderson offers in the 0-1. Fastball, could have been, wasn't called to the top of the zone, and it's 1-1. 3-2, Amarillo leads it, top of the sixth. Here's the stretch from Anderson, and the 1-1 on the way. There's a high pop-up. Man, this thing's up in the air forever. It goes to the shortstop, Acosta, on the outfield grass. He squeezes it with two hands just to be safe. Or two away. When you have the nickname the Hispanic Titanic, you can hit Titanic pop-ups too, and that's what that one was. So two outs here in the sixth. Rough Riders trail 3-2, and Anderson is one out away from a quality start. Christian Robinson bats. He's 0-for-2. Robinson has flied out and struck out. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Fastball whacked straight behind home, and it's 0-1. It's always fun to watch Ben Anderson, those three pitches, the fastball, curveball, and changeup. It's not like he has a charcuterie board of pitches to pick from. Just those three, and he'll go after you. The 0-1 at the top of the zone with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-2. The fastball has lost just a little life, but not too much. Still got pretty good ride to it. Here's the stretch in the 0-2, a swing and a bounder, hit to third. Two hops to Chavez. He's got it chest high, slings it to first, just gets Robinson. It's 6 strong innings for Ben Anderson on this Wednesday night. Rough Riders trail 3-2 to the home half of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luke Albright is the new pitcher as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rough Riders a 3-2 deficit to Amarillo. Albright, normally a starter, is out here to the bullpen as he has been moved to the bullpen. He struggled in his first three starts. 0-1 and 11-1-2 ERA. And it wasn't like it was just one start necessarily. He did have one bad start. 8 runs allowed in 2 1/3 innings, his first start against San Antonio. He faces Liam Hicks in the pick. That's at the bottom of the zone for a strike on the fastball. It's 0-1. But it's been about consistency for Albright. We've seen plenty of him over the last couple years. He made 25 starts last year, the 0-1. That's high and tight. It's 1-1, 1 for Amarillo. This is his first relief pitch appearance in his minor league career tonight. The offering in. There's a high pop-up left side, shallow left field. Vukovic sprinting in, now to a jog. Sets his feet and catches it. One away. Aaron Zavala bats. A couple singles for Zavala today. One on a base hit to right center, one on a bunt. One down in the sixth. The Riders trail 3-2. Albright originally a pick out of Kent State in the sixth round in 2021. The pitch. Inside, it hit him on the right leg. So Zavala hit by a pitch. And a one-out base runner for Frisco. Here's a beat Malek Ortiz. All right, this is a perfect opportunity for Ortiz. Facing a right-hander, he's 0-2 today. He's 0-6 in the series. He's struggling. He's due here, Luke. I'm making a call.
Yeah, this feels like a spot for Ortiz where he can really watch the ball and find a pitch to hit.
All right, first pitch from Albright. A foul ball out of play to the left side. It's 0-1. He's going to take some big swings at the plate, and that one was certainly big. He's looked good in right field today. He's made some nice catches in the alley, coming in, going back. He's looked very serviceable out there. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball low. It's 0-2.
It's a swing right there on a pitch way down that Ortiz would like to have back. You almost wonder if seeing a righty, he's all about jumping on something and a little too eager. See what he does in an 0-2.
Sometimes you think, just like we were up here, well, this is my chance. This is my chance to see a righty. This is my chance to break out of this slump. Runner at first, one down, Riders trail, 3-2 in the sixth. And the 0-2 pitch to Ortiz. High and tight with a fastball, brushed him back just a little bit. It's 1-2. Ortiz's bat will carry him to the big leagues. It's a question about where he will play defensively. Will it be first base? Will it be right field? Throw goes over to first base, and Zavala's back in easily. He has been such a joy to be around this year.
guy who grew up very modestly in Puerto Rico. Made his way over to the States for college. The 1-2. He swings and hits it hard on the ground into right field, a base hit. Zavala up to second base, and Abimelech Ortiz has his first hit of the series. So it's not a homer, but it's a base hit, and it's hard hit at 107 miles an hour off the bat exit velocity, and that is a wonderful sign for Ortiz and the Rough Riders.
And as a hitter, that can let you breathe now. Now there's not all that pressure. You're not carrying the weight of a tough slump on your shoulders. Now you can breathe and see what he does next time to the dish.
And that pitch was about 4 or 5 inches below the zone, and he hammered it. Now here's Josh Hatcher, first pitch. Breaking ball, cut, and a foul ball back into D'Orazio's glove. It's 0-1. So the Rough Riders have a really good scoring opportunity here. One down, runners at first and second. Hatcher is 0-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out in the fourth, but he hit that ball really hard at 103 miles an hour off the bat. The 0-1. A check swing, foul into the screen left side above the Rough Riders' dugout, and it's 0-2. So quickly behind in the count, but that's never stopped Hatcher before. Free swinger at the plate. Zavala leads from second, Ortiz from first. The 0-2. Swing and a foul straight back, and that one was elevated above the zone, but Hatcher just able to nick it back to the screen. No balls and two strikes on the Riders' first baseman. It's a good part of the order to have up, even though it's towards the bottom half. A lot of good bats in this Riders' order here. 0-2 offering from Albright. Swinging a chopper off the plate, up the middle. The second baseman, Tawa Fields, onto second for one. Throw to first, not in time there. And the inning continues. So Ortiz eliminated on the fielder's choice to second base. It goes 4-6. Runners on the corners now for Max Acosta, who doubled back in the second. His double was a little blooper over first base. It was a hustle double. See Hatcher beating that ground ball out, keeping the inning going for Acosta, who has three hits over the first two games of this series. Riders trail 3-2, bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. Acosta flat out to center back in the fourth inning. Riders now out hitting the Sod Poodles 6-5. Albright peers in. He's got his sign, the 1-0. High and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Good hitters count now for Acosta. A free swinger himself. Acosta still looking for that first long ball. Rough Riders have only hit 7 home runs through their first 16-plus games of the season. 2-0 toss. Flying out of play, behind home to the right, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders, 7 home runs are last in the Texas League. Trying to get something heated up here in what is week number 3.5 of the season. Can we say 3.5? It started out with a 3-game series. It makes it kind of odd. Does 3.5 work? Is there a better way to say that? Do we call week 4? Should we just go week 4? I think
let's call week 4.
Okay, I like that. 2-1 offering. Swing and a foul straight back, and it's 2-2. So Albright right back in it now. Zavala at third. Hatcher at first. 2-2 on Acosta. And he calls time and steps out. Cody Freeman on deck, if we get that far. And there goes Hatcher on his second base. Albright steps off. He's trying to get caught in a rundown between first and second. Zavala watching the play. Hatcher gets tagged out. And he was asking for obstruction as the first baseman, De Los Santos, was right there. And looked like he made contact with him without the ball, but he's not going to get the call. He's talking with Steven Rios Jr.
That's the end of the inning, and the Rough Riders still trail 3-2. Go to the top of the seventh, and Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa on the hill when we come back. Luke Maley on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Visiting portion of the seventh inning, it's a 3-2 advantage for the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles. And a new arm on the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders, it's Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa. Bubba, as they call him, the right-hander will face off against Kevin Graham. First batter, a big shift for the left-handed batter. First pitch, called a strike, a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Rough Riders infielders are shadowed to the right side, expecting Graham to pull.
Great start by Ben Anderson today.
Just tremendous. The 0-1 to Graham, a big wave and a miss on the changeup. Pitch down and away and had him reaching. For Ben Anderson, six innings pitched, that's a season high, five hits, three runs allowed, two of them earned. Pair of strikeouts, no walks. The 0-2. Struck on the ground at the second baseman Nagoda. He slides to corral it, and the throw to first gets away from Hatcher. It led him up the first base line. It'll likely be a throwing error on the Rough Riders second baseman.
That's a shame, too, because Nagoda had plenty of time. The ball was hit so hard. He had a lot of time to make that throw, and he knew it as soon as he let go that it was a tough throw. Hatcher almost had time to get off the base, make the catch, and come back and tag it if he wanted to, but tough to know that as a first baseman.
Yeah, it's a play that, as an infielder, you feel like you're running out of time, you got to go, go, go. But he was able to grab it with plenty of time and just not the best throw over to first. The runner goes. Pitch home to D'Orazio is called a strike. The throw from Hicks is well late. So Kevin Graham swipes a base. And Amarillo has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. They lead it 3-2 here in the top of the seventh. Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa ahead in the count 0-1. Looks to second, comes set, and kicks and deals. This one hit right back up the middle. Degote's got it right at second base. He slings it to first for out number one.
I think he had a little bit of extra mustard on that one.
He did.
This time I'm going to hit you right in the chest.
Right to the chest. I'm going to get it out quick. Right to the chest and with a little extra oomph. Rough Riders going to pull the infield in as the nine-hole hitting shortstop Logan Warmoth steps in. It's 4-3 for the Amarillo catcher, J.J. D'Orazio. Here's Logan Warmoth. 0-2 to this point. For the fly out and a ground out. The first pitch. Hicks caught it, called a strike, and then came up out of his crouch looking to throw back behind the runner at third. And Kevin Graham. No throw made. Riders infield is in, trying to keep this a 3-2 ball game. The 0-1 from Bubba. Check swing and Didn't look like he went. They'll check down to first, and Clay Williams down at first base says no, he did not. It's 1-1. Ho P.E. to Ionatoa. Last pitched on the 20th. Kicks and deals. 1-1 is skied high behind the plate towards us and just shy of the booth here. So Bubba hops ahead. Ball and two strikes with one away. A runner standing at third base. It's Kevin Graham over there. Reached on a throwing error by DeGody. Swiped second base and moved up on a ground out. The 1-2. Taken. Fastball at 95. Just missed upstairs. Two balls and two strikes on the right-handed hitting shortstop.
Well, Luke, Max Scherzer made his rehab start in Round Rock earlier today.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Bubba's got his first strikeout, and there's two down. Well, Zach, Max Scherzer.
Yeah, 2 1/3 innings for him. He allowed 3 runs on 5 hits, struck out 4, didn't walk a batter. A couple home runs for Salt Lake in that game, and sure, Scherzer not too happy about that, but just trying to work his way back up to being full and healthy. He went 52 pitches in that start.
Scherzer a bit ahead of schedule as well.
Yeah.
Expected about the trade deadline to pitch. Swing and a miss by Patino.
Was expected to be about 40 pitches in the start today. He went 52, so
it's a good sign.
Yeah, definitely a good sign. We'll see what his next start will be. He'll probably make another rehab start before going up.
The 0-1 on its way. Runs outside. Evens the count at a ball and a strike on the Sod Poodles center fielder. Patino singled and scored his last time out. That was in the 5th inning. Now here in the top of the 7th with the Sod Poodles looking to add a run. They lead 3-2, have a runner at third base. Pitch home. 1-1 is taken, misses downstairs. Fastball at 94 that time. Two balls and a strike. Mentioned the single for Patino. Pair of ground outs to both the corner infielders. And his first two trips to the dish. 1-for-3, looking to drive home a run. The 2-1 runs inside. Patino jumps ahead, 3 balls and a strike. Kevin Graham stands at third base in a 3-2 ball game in favor of the visitors. The pitch. Lost him. It's a walk. Fastball at 95. Just missed up and away. Didn't miss by much. But there's runners at the corners with two down. Zach, that's about the last thing if you're Ho-P.E. Tuionatoa that you want to do. So you do not want to face A.J. Vukovic in the heart of this Amarillo order.
Yeah, you have Vukovic, who has 3 homers this year, 2 hits tonight. Tawa homered earlier, and then De Los Santos leading the Texas League with 5 after him. Not a very good part of the order to have runners aboard.
Well, here's Vukovic, the pitch. Goes the other way. It's a base hit into right field. 1 run will score. And the throw in from Ortiz holds Patino at second base. It's first and second. Now Amarillo leads 4-2.
That run unearned because of the error to begin the inning, but you know that's just tough. You cannot give this lineup an extra out. They've been swinging the stick really well to begin the season and to begin this series as well.
That's the 3rd hit of the day for A.J. Vukovic. Pair of singles and a double. He stands at first. Kevin Graham came down from 3rd to score. Here's Tim Tawa. Tawa takes ball 1. Just missed downstairs. Blasted a 2-run homer back in the 1st inning. Since then, a ground out to third base as he checks, swings, and hits this one softly to the first baseman. It is Hatcher over there, and Tuionatoa catches it at first, and there's the inning. Tough play to make, but the PFP practice comes in handy. But not before the damage done. 1 run in, just one hit. One error in the inning, a throwing error on Degody, and two stranded for the Sod Poodles. They lead it 4-2 as we head to the home half of the seventh inning.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the seventh inning. Max Acosta to lead things off against Luke Albright. He already saw an array of pitches from him as the final out was recorded with a 2-2 count. He'll square to bunt and hits a nice one in front of the plate, but the spin carries it into foul territory. It'll be 0-1 on Acosta. And Zach, let's see if we can squeeze in some trivia here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
I love it.
Let's go with on this day, April 24th, back in 1962, Sandy Koufax tied the modern era MLB record for most strikeouts in a 9-inning game. He had 18 of them, a record that he had tied previously back in 1959, but that doesn't fit our narrative for this day in baseball history.
Love it.
So I want to see how many of the eight pitchers that have struck out 19 or more in a single game that you can name.
Okay.
The 0-1 to Acosta, taken, called a strike, 85.
So the record is 20, I know that. So you have Roger Clemens, Kerry Wood, Max Scherzer, Randy
three for
Johnson.
Three. 4 for 4.
Boy. How many am I? 8 is what
there
I'm...
There's 8.
Okay.
Rattle off the first 4. Those are the 20s.
Yeah, so I knew the 20s. Sandy Koufax, does that count, or is that... That was a gimme.
That's a gimme.
Okay.
That's a gimme. Albright ready with the 0-2. He comes home. Swing and a miss. He got Acosta. So Acosta down on strikes to open the home half of the seventh. So we have the top four. Randy Johnson had 20 and then two accounts of 19. Well, you've got four guys that have recorded 19 strikeouts.
Is there anyone who's active right now outside of Scherzer?
There is not.
Okay, didn't think so.
First pitch to Cody Freeman on its way. Fastball at 92, called a strike.
Steve Carlton.
Steve Carlton had 19.
Yep.
Just missing 3.
Okay.
The 0-1 runs upstairs. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It evens the count at a ball and a strike.
I'm not sure on this one, but he had so many darn strikeouts. Nolan Ryan?
Nolan Ryan did have a 19-strikeout
okay.
game. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Called a strike.
Okay, so I'm missing one more.
You've got...
Two more?
Two more.
Two more.
Two more. One and two on the right-handed hitting DH, Cody Freeman. The pitch from Albright. Fastball runs upstairs. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I'm not sure about this one. Pedro?
Pedro did not.
Ah, okay. I was going for a perfect record there.
I was starting to sweat, and my question wasn't very good. The 2-2. Fastball called strike 3. Got the outside corner. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Luke Albright. to open the seventh inning.
Do you have eras for these guys? I'm guessing, are they all Hall of Famers, like really well-known guys?
Yes.
Okay.
You will certainly know these names.
Okay.
Here's Alex Negotti with two away. A 4-2 advantage for Amarillo here in the home half of the seventh. First pitch. Heater called a strike. 93.
Bob Gibson?
Bob Gibson did not.
Okay.
I like that guess, though.
Yeah, they didn't strike out enough back then. That's not a great guess for me.
0-1 on the right-hand hitting second baseman. Pitch runs upstairs, 1-1.
Any members of the 90s Braves starting pitching staff? Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox?
No.
Okay.
Not one of those.
That was a 3-for, 0-for-3.
The 1-1 runs just a bit outside, a breaking ball from Albright. And Negotti ahead, two balls and a strike.
What era are we talking?
Let me give you. I'll give you the years that they happened. I gotta.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
The 2-1 to Negotti, taken upstairs. He's in control. Three balls and a strike. All right. Let's see here. 1991. And let's see.
Jack Morris?
No. So 91 and 1970.
Okay.
I promise you'll know the name. The 3-1 on its way. And it's a walk. Negotti works a two-out walk. And the Rough Riders have a base runner against Albright here in the seventh.
Is it Mr. Met?
Mr. Met? I don't want to give it away.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. All I can think of is Steve Carlton in my head. It's embarrassing.
You got him. You got Steve Carlton.
I know.
So Negotti stands at first. Here's Franier Chavez. The first offering to him is called a strike. Fastball. Just caught the outer edge.
See his face.
Second offering runs down and in. Ball and a strike on Franier Chavez, who bats from the left side.
All right. Was the 1970 a Mets player or no?
1970 was a Mets player. That one skips in, down and in on the soft stuff.
All right, give it to me. I can't remember his name.
Tom Seaver.
Yeah, okay. He
I knew
Mr.
it was
Met.
There.
Yeah.
I knew it was there.
I remember
knew
Tom's
it was there.
Name. Gosh darn it.
So you
okay.
just got one left.
Okay.
And I'll give you a team for that as well. As D'Orazio wants to trot out and talk with his pitcher, the right-hander Albright, behind 2-1 to Franier Chavez. All right. Let's see here. Another New York Met in 1991 came against Philadelphia.
Mets? '91 for the Mets. Doc Gooden?
Mm-mm. Not Doc Gooden.
'91. Oh, God.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
This is someone that, obviously not my era, that I would have ties to. Chavez squares to bunt and fouls it back into the glove.
To a Royal?
Maybe at one point. Yes. Yes, a Royal.
Al Browning?
No. Two balls and two strikes on Franier Chavez.
Brett Saberhagen.
Not Saberhagen. The 2-2 on its way. Chavez backs out of there and moving up 90 feet goes Alex Negotti. It's three balls and two strikes. Let me give you the teams this person played for.
Mark Gubazov?
Not Gubazov. Only started his career with the Royals. Then became a Met. Played a season in Toronto. Here's the 3-2. Taken, it's ball four. Back-to-back walks for the Rough Riders, and they turn things over to the top of the order in Kellen Strom.
You have me at a loss here.
Came back to the Kansas City Royals. Spent some time with the New York Yankees. than a season with the Red Sox before retiring as a New York Met at the age of 40. This is a 17-year career.
He's a Hall of Famer. What year did they retire?
I don't know that. Let's see. I actually don't believe he is in the Hall of Fame, which actually,
wow,
that surprises me.
Okay.
I'm seeing a bunch of articles here that say arguments for.
Is it Tommy John?
It is not.
Who we got? I give up.
Kansas City's own, born and raised. David Cohn.
David Cohn, man. Okay.
That was quite a run, though.
I didn't know he started with the Royals. I should have gotten it.
Drafted by the Royals just 1 year. Here's the first pitch to Strom after a mound visit. It's called a strike.
Okay. Well, I got 6 out of 8 with no help and 7 out of 8 with hints.
I'm calling it 7 out of 8.
Yeah.
That's 7 out of 8 through and through.
Well, no, I got 6 out of 8 because I couldn't remember Tom Seaver's name.
you were there. You were there. I know it was there. Strom fouls the second offering off, and he's behind 0-2 and frustrated.
That was good trivia, though. That was good.
Kind of fun. Had a little bonus one. There's another player that did it, but not in the modern era. It's in 1884. You got 1884 trivia. Here's the pitch. Runs well inside. Strom had to dive out of the way of it.
You know, if it was 1885, I might, but
there
not 1884. Yeah,
it was Charlie Sweeney in 1884 for the Providence Grays.
Is that Mike Sweeney's great-great-grandfather?
I'm not going to pretend that I would know the answer to that. I'm going to guess no. Check swing by Strom, and he fouls it back to the screen. I'm impressed. That was good stuff.
Well, thank you. It was fun. We'll do it again tomorrow.
You rattled off the first four with immense ease. All the 20s were bang, bang, bang.
Zach shows he's a baseball nerd. In the seventh inning.
I love it.
That's our segment.
That's what it's for. Ball and 2 strikes on Kellen Strom, the pitch, and just caught a piece of it. Fouled it off. Stays at 1-2. Rough Riders started the inning with back-to-back strikeouts, then worked back-to-back walks. Degody stands at second base. Franier Chavez at first base. And the top of the Rough Riders order at the dish, Kellen Strom. It was 1-for-3 today. Singled and came around to score back in the first. He's behind. Here's the 1-2. Runners go. Swing and a foul back. In and out of the glove of D'Orazio behind the plate. Runners took off there, trying to get a jump.
Not only did they take off, they got about 6 steps before the pitch was even delivered. Great jumps. And that's Degody going, and then Chavez is just staring right at Degody, so he's just reading exactly what the runner at second base does.
And that's what you should do when you've got a man in front of you on the base paths. Ball and 2 strikes with 2 away here in the seventh. The pitch, check swing, and they say he went around. Fire on to first, and that's the inning. So 3 strikeouts in the inning for Luke Albright. He issued a pair of walks, but the Rough Riders get no runs on no hits, no errors. They leave 2 stranded, courtesy of the walks. We head to the 8th inning. Amarillo 4, Frisco 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Visiting portion of the eighth inning. Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuionatoa back out there. He'll face the heart of the order for the Sod Poodles. It's Davison De Los Santos who steps in. Pitch. Fastball runs upstairs at 93. It's ball one. De Los Santos yesterday had himself quite a day. Three singles and a home run, also scored two runs. Today looking for his first hit. Righty kicks and deals. The 1-0, big swing and a miss on the breaking ball. He's nowhere near the zone. Fooled De Los Santos. De Los Santos today, a ground out back to Ben Anderson in the first inning. He was hit by a pitch to lead off the fourth and then grounded out to second base. Most recently in the sixth. 1-1 count. Righty kicks and deals. Went to the off speed. Didn't get the call. Just missed inside. Two balls in a strike. Two-one. On its way. Runs upstairs and De Los Santos is ahead, three balls in one strike. Fastball just ran high out of the right-handed hurler's arm. The 3-1. Big cut and a miss, and he didn't cheat himself on that swing. Fastball at 94 on the inner half came up empty.
There's a reason why he hit 30 homers last year.
That's for
that
sure.
Swing right there.
The reason he hit one yesterday. 3-2, the payoff pitch. Fouled off the other way down the first baseline, and it finds its way into the Sod Poodles' bullpen.
And there's another reason why he was drafted in the Rule 5 draft. I mean, you have to be pretty darn talented for a big league team to think that you can compete as a 20-year-old on their roster.
That is for sure. O.P.E. Tuionatoa's 3-2, runs inside. Lost him, ball four. De Los Santos is on to open this eighth frame. That brings up Ivan Melendez. And, Zach, we talk all about the power of De Los Santos and how talented he is. This is another guy that, at the plate, you have to respect. He's 1-for-3 today with a single, but hit a home run yesterday on a pitch that I'm not sure how he got out of the yard.
Yeah.
Pitch way outside, and he pulled it. First offering to Melendez. Swing and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1.
There's a reason why power will always play in terms of guys getting looks for a long period of time, and that's because if they catch it, it can go a long, long way, and that's what Melendez has.
0-1. De Los Santos runs. This one pulled into left field. Zavala ranges to his left to get it. De Los Santos didn't realize that he had been caught, and he's doubled up. Nice throw from Zavala, and De Los Santos rounded second base. He was running on the pitch and didn't realize that it had hung up there for Zavala. He rounded second base, and by the time he looked up, the throw was about to him in between second base and first base, and he didn't get back.
Insane throw by Zavala. Usually you'd see him throw to a cutoff man. He just took a curl hop and hurled it on one hop right to first base. It's a great throw from Zavala.
Online with great strength. So there's two away for Ho-P.E. Tuionatoa, and his first offering to Robinson is called a strike. Fastball at 94. De Los Santos took off on the pitch and then just never really looked up to realize where the ball was at. Had he seen it, even once he got to second base, might have had time to get back to first. But it's a double play. Second offering comes in, a breaking ball. Just misses the zone. little bit inside.
Sorry, Luke. That's why they always say, you know, take a peek in when you're stealing a base, unless it is a straight steal and the batter should not obviously swing. But I think DeGody might have deked him a little bit, too, at second base. I think he might have faked him out saying that the ball was coming.
I almost wonder. That's a good point. The 1-1. Robinson sends this high into the night sky into shallow right center field. Ortiz comes in and calls off DeGody. He has it. It's a 1-2-3 inning that features the very rare 7-3 double play. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left aboard the base paths for the Sod Poodles. We enter the home half of the eighth. Sod Poodles leading 4-2.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders trail by 4-2 score here in the home half of the eighth. It's Liam Hicks to get things started against the new arm. The fourth pitcher today for the Sod Poodles, it's Will Mabry. He comes on in relief of Luke Albright, who went two innings. And the first pitch from the lefty is called a strike on the left-handed hitting Liam Hicks. So Albright's day, two innings pitched, allows just one hit, no runs, on two walks and three strikeouts. Offering home, gets away from the catcher D'Orazio, and it's ball one. Breaking ball that missed down and away. And away is putting it lightly to the left-handed hitting Liam Hicks. Liam Hicks today, a pair of flyouts and a walk. Flyout to center, as well as to left, and he sends this one high into center. Coming in is Patino. He takes a step backwards and there to make the play. So Aaron Zavala will throw the batter's box. He's had himself quite the day. 2-for-2 to this point. Base hit in the first, a bunt base hit in the third, and then most recently was hit by a pitch in the sixth. First time he'll face the lefty in Mabry. Pitch home. Runs just a bit outside. Will Mabry, a 2022 sixth round pick out of the University of Tennessee by the Diamondbacks. The 1-0. Big swing and came up empty. Ball and a strike. Marks the sixth appearance for Mabry on the season. Gone about an inning in each of them. Big cut and a miss again by Zavala. Ball and two strikes with one away. Here in the home portion of the eighth, Rough Riders trying to come back from a two-run deficit. They trailed by two in the first inning and added a run. Tied things in the second. Here's the 1-2. Taken. It's ball two. 82-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. Just missed the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Sod Poodles added a run in the fifth and another in the seventh. That's where we stand right here in the eighth. 4-2 score. The pitch home. Cut and a miss. Zavala down on strikes. And there's two down here in this eighth inning. Brings up Abimelech Ortiz, who broke out of a slump his last time to the dish. Mashed a single through the right side of the infield. Back in the sixth inning. Ortiz steps in. 1-for-3 with a strikeout and a single today. So bounced into a double play. Goes after the first pitch and skies it high in foul ground behind the plate. D'Orazio camped under it. And the inning is over. So the Rough Riders go 1-2-3 in the eighth. We turn things over to the ninth inning. Here on the Riders Baseball Network, it's Amarillo who leads Frisco 4-2.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez is on for the top of the ninth inning, and Zach Bigley rejoins us for the play-by-play.
Oh, thanks, Luke. It's new guy on the hill. Andy Rodriguez on the mound. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa is done. So from Anthony to Andy. Rodriguez trying to keep it a two-run game in the ninth. He faces the bottom third of the order. And the Rough Riders will have 5, 6, and 7 in their order due up in the bottom of the ninth to try and come from behind and win this baby on this Wednesday night. Not saying it's impossible. The Rough Riders did have a walk-off on Wednesday 2 weeks ago, last time they were home on a Wednesday. We'll see what happens. Kevin Graham leads it off against Andy Rodriguez, right-hander on the hill, lefty at the plate. Rodriguez deals home. It's outside, 1-1 and no strikes. Third pitcher today for the Rough Riders, Ben Anderson, went 6. The 1-0. High and outside, it's 2-0. Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa went 2, and now Rodriguez here in the ninth. The 25-year-old making his 6th appearance, of 4 ERA for him. 9 innings, he's whiffed 9 to 3 walks. And time called. And Rodriguez having to get a new baseball. Apparently, Juska, the home plate umpire, said he went to his mouth and then went to the ball, and so he has to get a new one. 2-0 on Graham, the DH. Rodriguez good in his last few starts, or last few appearances, I should say, as the offering is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. He's only allowed one run over his last 7 innings out of the bullpen. The only thing that's driving that ERA northward was a tough first outing for him. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Ripped the fastball right by him. 2-2. Rough Riders trailing 4-2 here in the top of the ninth with the bases clear. Rodriguez wheels in, fires. Swing and a miss. 3 straight fastballs. He sits down Graham. 1 away. J.J. D'Orazio takes his turn now. Good heater just off the plate away. Rodriguez with the strikeout. D'Orazio 0-for-3 today. We'll do it again tomorrow. We have game 3 tomorrow at 6:35. The pitch, fastball high and tight. 1-1, no strikes on D'Orazio.
Nick Krauth will take the ball for the Rough Riders, looking for a bounce-back start from a tough one, or a tough appearance, I should say, his last time out, as the offering slips across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. He threw on Sunday, allowing 3 runs in relief over one inning of work. 1-1. Breaking ball. There's a strike. Top of the zone, 1-2. Krauth was really good in his last start, though. He threw a quality start. Still the only one by a Rough Riders pitcher so far this season until today. Ben Anderson with a quality start today, going 6 innings, allowing 3 runs, 2 of them earned. Rodriguez looking in for his sign, shoulders square to his own dugout, the 1-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 1-2. Two of the 4 runs that have scored today for Amarillo have been unearned. That's the tough thing. The pitch. Breaking ball, fought off the fist, foul right side. It's still 1-2. Rough Riders have been pretty sure-handed defensively this year, but 2 errors on the defensive side, giving them 3 in the series. Prior to yesterday's game with 1 error, they went 4 straight games without committing a defensive miscue. 1-2 on the way. Fastball is high. 2-2 on DeRozio, the catcher. And nothing is more evident in terms of the Rough Riders' great defense than when DeRozio was up in the second inning. And here's the 2-2. Breaking ball low and away. We're full at 3-2. He flied a ball to the warning track in right center field, and the Bimelec Ortiz made a great running catch. And that's exactly what you want to see from a guy who's only playing his second game out of the outfield this season. Tracking down the ball very well. The 3-2 pitch. Fastball, strike 3 called right down the middle. He froze him. Strikeout number 2 for Rodriguez. 2 down for Logan Warmoth. Boy, he must have been looking for something else because that one was about as middle as you can get. And Logan Warmoth stands in now. He's 0 for 3. Rough Riders trailing 4-2. Top of the ninth inning. There's a ball that got loose from the berm, so... Well-known good guy, Kellen Strom, goes over and helps out the kids. He's back in center field now. First pitch to Logan Warmoth is a breaking ball. Is swing and a miss. It's 0-1. That stuff is nasty from Andy Rodriguez. Warmoth now 1-for-7 in the series. The pitch. A check swing foul at the plate. It's 0-2. There is action in the Amarillo bullpen down the right field line. It's Taylor Rashi getting loose. We'll see him in the bottom of the ninth. 0-2 on the way. Fastball away. 1-2. So again, 6:35 tomorrow with the first pitch for game number 3. Amarillo has yet to announce a starter, at least officially. Looks like they'll probably go with Cole Percival, as the pitch is at the top of the zone but called a ball. And it's 2-2. Cole Percival tomorrow for Amarillo. Right-hander has his sign, and he deals in the 2-2. Misses away. 3-2. He's had to work a little bit in this ninth inning. This next pitch will be his 18th. After retiring back-to-back via the strikeout, here she comes. Check swing, and just a bit low. Did not go. Ball 4. Warmoth aboard, and we go back up at the top of the order to Wildert Patino. If the Rough Riders cannot come from behind in this game, they'll fall to 9-8 on the season. Midland is currently leading 3-0 against Corpus at home. They're in the ninth inning. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. So if Midland wins and Frisco loses, it would mean a 2-game deficit in the Texas League South for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Swing and a miss. A good breaking ball diving off the outside corner. 0-2 to Patino. The good news is that San Antonio, the Rough Riders are tied with, they're losing to Wichita, currently at home in the bottom of the sixth inning. So if that score holds, then Rough Riders would not lose a game to San Antonio. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way. After a long hold, Rodriguez deals. Just outside. Didn't miss by much, and it's one ball and two strikes. Still a ton of baseball to be played in the first half, but every game matters. There have been a lot of situations where playoff appearances have been decided by just one game. Here's the right-hander with the 1-2. High and outside with a fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. We'll try it again here. 2-2 pitch on the way from the right-hander. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Breaking ball down the middle. And Rodriguez strikes out three with a walk mixed in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on. We go bottom nine. The Riders need two to tie and three to walk this baby off on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders.
Taylor Rachi takes over as we go to the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 4-2. Josh Hatcher, Max Acosta, Cody Freeman do up. Rachi, the fifth pitcher used tonight by Amarillo. Josh Hatcher 0-3 today. Rough Riders need base runners. Right-hander deals to the lefty. Outside to Hatch, and it's one ball and no strikes. This is eerily similar to two Wednesdays ago when the Rough Riders faced Corpus Christi. And they ended up coming into the bottom of the ninth. The pitch is lashed into right center, or left center field, I should say, and it drops in a base hit. How about Josh Hatcher? He singles to lead things off in the ninth inning. And the Rough Riders do indeed have a base runner. They bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Max Acosta. Riders trailing 4-2. Two Wednesdays ago, the Riders trailed by two runs going into the bottom of the ninth and ended up scoring three to win it. So that's a great sign to start off the ninth. Here's Cody Freeman. 4-2, Riders trail. The pitch. Breaking ball hit hard into center field right at Patino, though. He backs up, makes the catch. Now Cody Freeman hits it hard. Or Acosta hits it hard, I should say, and he's out number one. Here's Cody Freeman now. Two outs left to go for the Rough Riders, trying to make some magic happen. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and he deals in to Freeman. Breaking ball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders out hitting the Sod Poodles 7-6 tonight, but being outscored 4-2 because of two unearned runs. The only way the Rough Riders have scored tonight was on two double plays with a runner at third. The pitch fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Once in the first, once in the second. A 3-6-1 double play and a 6 unassisted 3 double play, scoring both the Rough Riders' tallies offensively. Two errors coming back to bite Frisco. One in the fifth, one in the seventh, both producing runs. 1-1 pitch to Freeman. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow left field, the shortstop Warmoth going back, both feet on the grass, makes the catch, and there are two down. Two down. Here's Alex DeGoni. Last hope for the Rough Riders. DeGoni 0 for 2 today with a walk. Stands in from the right side. Rashi from the stretch. He fires. Popped up, right side foul. It's 0-1. DeGoni, the 29-year-old. Owner of 53 career minor league homers in 733 games. A career high 15 in 2019. The 0-1. Breaking ball, line in the left field, and drops in a base hit. Hatcher up to second. He turns, heading for third. The throw goes into second. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders, and the winning run to the plate in Freiner Chavez. Tying run aboard. Riders not going down quietly on this Wednesday night. Two down. There's a curveball at the bottom of the zone. He hit it off the end of the bat, but just got out in front of it enough to sink into the left field. Freiner Chavez. One for two with a single in the fifth. And time called, and here comes Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, out to chat things over. Take it back just a few days ago. Freiner Chavez on Saturday hit a solo homer, his first of the season. Chavez has a chance to play hero tonight. A base hit would make it a one-run game. Runners on the corners. Kellen Strom at the top of the order on deck if Chavez can find his way aboard here. First pitch. Just low. One ball and no strikes. 4-2, Amarillo leads it, bottom nine. DeGoni leads from first, Hatcher from third. The 1-0. Breaking ball inside. That was the curve, and it's 2-0. Chavez ahead in the count. He's not known to be a home run hitter, but he can get the bat hat out in front of it, especially as a left-handed hitter. 2-0. Another breaking ball. This one finds the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's now 2-1. Slide pull side shift on the infield. The right-hander deals in. Outside, it's 3-1. If he loses him here, Kellen Strom on deck is 1-4.
Rashi with the ball behind his back, looking in, getting his sign. He's got it from the belt. The 3-1. Low for ball four, and the bases are loaded. Degoni up to second. Frainer Chavez aboard at first base. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning for Kellen Strom.
Well, here in the early season as well, Kellen Strom has been the guy that's seeing the baseball. One of the best in this lineup. He's the top of the order. Fifth time through for him, and a chance for Kellen Strom put a stamp on tonight's game.
Not only that, but you have speed at first base, and a ball in the gap could win it. The stretch, right on, right in the pitch. Fastball, middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Strom singled to left in the first. Flied out to center in the third. Grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the fifth and struck out in the seventh. 1-4. Rashi sets. And the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner. It's 0-2, and the Riders are down to their final strike on this Wednesday night with the bases loaded. 0-2 on Kellen Strom. Rashi has his sign. He sets. Glove drops to the belt in the pitch. Fastball, strike three called in the outside corner. He strikes out Strom, and the Rough Riders fall tonight 4-2. They got the bases loaded with two down in the bottom of the ninth inning, but could not convert. And Frisco drops the second game of this six-game series by a final score of 4-2. 6:35 tomorrow for the first pitch for Game 3, but stick around. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you. The Rough Riders dropped this one 4-2 against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They fall to 9-8 on the season, and Amarillo jumps up to 7-10. And for the first time this season, they have won back-to-back games. And tonight, they do it with some early offense. They added two in the first inning, the opening frame against Ben Anderson, and then he settled down. He was great. They didn't get another run until the fifth. They took a 3-2 lead in that fifth inning, and that would be all it took to earn the victory. But they added a run of insurance in the seventh inning, bringing us to that 4-2 score. The Rough Riders out-hit the Sod Poodles tonight, 8-6, but fell short on the scoreboard, and two unearned runs were the difference in this contest. 4-2 the final. The Rough Riders dropped to 9-8. The Sod Poodles go to 7-10. Rough Riders' two errors were really the difference. They led to the two unearned runs. So for the wins and losses, Dylan Larson gets his first win of the season. He came on as the second pitcher in relief of Connor Ramos in the third inning. And he did very well on his way to a win. Lowers his ERA to 1.29. Ben Anderson takes a tough loss. He goes to 0-1, but he was very solid. Anderson's final line, six innings pitched, five hits, three runs. Only two of them earned.
No homers, no walks, and two strikeouts. So Anderson did all he could. He kept the Rough Riders in this contest. But ultimately, it wasn't enough as the Riders fall 4-2. Let's look at some of the offensive performances. First for the Sod Poodles. A three-hit evening for A.J. Vukovic. A double where he came around to score in the first inning. A single in the fifth inning. And an RBI single in the seventh inning for him. He was the only Sod Poodle hitter to record a multi-hit performance. The other hits came from Patino, who went 1-for-4. Melendez, 1-for-4 as well. And a Tim Tawa home run, a two-run shot in the first inning. It was really all that the Sod Poodles got going against Ben Anderson. They sent six to the plate in that first inning. It was a two-run, three-hit inning where they stranded one on the base paths. And then Anderson settled in, retired the side in order in the second and the third innings. Faced four in the fourth inning. Got into a little bit of trouble in the fifth, but part of that was courtesy of a throwing error. So the final 4-2 from Riders Field. The Riders dropped their third consecutive game, a three-game skid for Frisco. Back at it tomorrow at 6:35. Stick around. We'll preview that one on the other side. You're listening to the Rough Riders postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th. So make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, let's take a look at tomorrow's matchup, a 6:35 p.m. first pitch on a Thursday. It's Thirsty Thursday here at Riders Field. For the second time this season, you can enjoy some half-price drinks and great baseball. And great baseball is what we got here today. The Rough Riders fall on the wrong side of things. They lose 4-2 and drop to 9-8 on the season, dropping their third straight. But they look to get back in the win column tomorrow at 6:35, and they're going to do it against a fresh arm for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, one of the newest members for the Sod Poodles pitching staff. It's Cole Percival going tomorrow. He's going to start. And the right-hander has made appearances this season, but not in Amarillo. He made three starts in Hillsboro before being promoted up to the Sod Poodles roster. He was 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA over that span. Fun fact, he's the son of Troy Percival. So a big name. Spent parts of 2022 and 23 in Double-A, did Cole Percival, but has not yet pitched for the Sod Poodles, as he pitched in Rocket City, the Los Angeles Angels affiliate, in Double-A. In 27 career games at the Double-A level, 7 of those starts. He's 1-5 with a 7.83 ERA, and he gets another crack at things tomorrow against this Rough Riders lineup, who put up two runs tonight, just the day after putting up seven in a 12-7 loss in the opening game of the series. So Amarillo holds a 2-0 advantage in the series. And for the Rough Riders, trying to get back on track tomorrow, they will turn to none other than Nick Krauth. Nick Krauth on the season boasts a 1-0 record across two starts. He's appeared in three games. His ERA is a bit inflated at 8.44, as he's given up 10 earned runs across 10 and two-thirds innings, 12 hits, three of those homers. So I want to limit that for Nick Krauth. If he lives in the strike zone, he gets a lot of outs. He's issued eight walks to just six strikeouts. That's been a big portion of his issues in the early goings of this season. He pitched really well last year for the Rough Riders. Ended up with a 6.01 ERA, earned five wins as a starter for the Rough Riders, and hurled 106 and a third innings, racking up 73 strikeouts and issuing 37 walks. So Nick Krauth gets the ball tomorrow for Carlos Cardoza's Frisco Rough Riders. It should be a good one. Like I said, a 6:35 first pitch in that one. It's Thirsty Thursday, so come out and enjoy some great baseball and get to the park, get in your seats, and enjoy some half-price drinks in the Seating Bowl. Here, as we begin to warm up and enter the summer months, in May, late May, the Rough Riders will begin Rowdy at the River. I believe it's May 23rd, the first Rowdy at the River. That's always fun for all sorts of ages. Have to be 21 to get a ticket to that one and enjoy some really good drink specials. But tomorrow, just a Thirsty Thursday as we continue to warm up. A beautiful Wednesday night here, hoping for the same tomorrow for a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. We'll step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, we'll close things out with some of the promotions coming up over the weekend.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Riders Field for one last segment. Let's take a look ahead. The Rough Riders drop tonight a 4-2 final score, and Amarillo holds on to a 2-0 advantage in the series. But it's a series that'll last six games, so another chance tomorrow for the Rough Riders, and plenty more games between these two teams over the course of the year. Tonight, the second of 24 matchups between these two teams in the Sand Poodles and the Rough Riders. Let's look ahead. Mentioned that tomorrow's a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. It's Thirsty Thursday. You know all about that by now. On Friday, it's a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Lots of good stuff going on for Friday night's game, Pickleball Night, as well as Fireworks Friday, presented by Crowder Law Firm. You can go online at ridersbaseball.com and check out some of the ticket offers that the Rough Riders have going on for Pickleball Night. One that's my personal favorite. If you enjoy playing pickleball or just want a cool souvenir, you can get two tickets to Friday night's game and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. There's going to be pickleball court set up here in center field, just beyond the center field wall.
So you can play some pickleball pregame. You can play some pickleball in between innings. You can spend the whole night out there for all that matters. But you're not going to want to miss the action on Friday. It's pickleball night. Mentioned Fireworks Friday by Crowder Law Firm. You also can catch the Frisco Pandas, the Frisco's professional pickleball team in action. They'll be doing all sorts of activities and some trick shots, all sorts of entertaining things throughout the course of that game. And then, as I mentioned, Fireworks Friday, presented by Crowder Law Firm. Get to go down on the field and watch the fireworks from the outfield here at Riders Field, as you can on every Friday. And those, as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. On Saturday, it's another 7.05 p.m. first pitch. Kids can run the bases, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. That comes after the game, so bring the little ones. It's also golf night. You can visit the golf simulator truck presented by DriveBox. That'll be on the concourse. Lots of fun. Test out your swing. It's also the PGA Coaching Center, who's putting on the golf night as a whole, and it's powered by T-Mobile. So you can come on out and get yourself a PGA Coaching Center koozie on your way through the gates. Test out your golf swing at the golf, or the DriveBox golf simulator, that is. And that's going to be free for all with a ticket. So a fun twist on things and all sorts of golf themes. Had a lot of fun earlier this year filming a video with the PGA Coaching Center, doing some trick shots, all sorts of fun stuff planned for Saturday. And then you can round out your weekend on Sunday with a 4:05 first pitch. And there's tons of things going on Sunday. That 4:05 p.m. first pitch, it's Blippi Day, Kids Sunday Fun Day, as it is every Sunday at Riders Field, as well as Bark in the Park. So a true family affair. Bring the little ones on your way through the gates. Get yourself a pair of Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses on your way into the ballpark. They're pretty cool. Nice orange glasses with the Rough Riders branding on them. And then Kids Sunday Fun Day. So for the kids, all sorts of kid-centered themes, inflatables, activities going on throughout the course of the game to keep the little ones entertained at the ballpark. It's also Bark in the Park. And if you purchase an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free, hang out in the berm in left center and right center with your dogs. I'd love to see the whole family out for a Sunday game to close up this six-game set with the Amarillo Sod Poodles before the Rough Riders take to the road. They head to Corpus Christi for a series beginning on Tuesday. But plenty more action to go in this series. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, saying good night and thanks for joining us on this Wednesday night. It's the Amarillo Sod Poodles who walk away with a 4-2 win over the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!